Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Master Formula of Success Teleseminar Series, sponsored by Brian Kaplowitz of SpeakerMatch.com. This is the second teleseminar presentation in our Million Dollar Expert Series, with the first one being The Making of a Million Dollar Expert. This one is, of course, how to create a million-dollar mindset. That is, adopt the belief systems that million-dollar experts use every day to optimize every opportunity that comes their way. And our next one will be The Marketing of a Million Dollar Expert, where we present the secrets of pulling it all together so you can enjoy the fruits of your investments in yourself, the time you have spent creating and building, your endless dedication to your passion and your mission, so you can become rich in spirit as well as in your bank account. So Annie Jennings, thank you so much for all you do for your community of authors and experts, and welcome.
Well, thanks, Stacey. I'm happy to be here, and I'd like to, of course, extend a wonderful welcome and thank you to Brian Kaplowitz of SpeakerMatch.com. Brian, I want you to know I send everybody over to you now. I think you do an excellent job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
A lot of people ask me where they can get started speaking, and it's just, you know, it's when someone says, well, I want to earn money as a speaker, to me, I see this, well, there's about 2,000 things you're going to need to learn, you're going to need to know in order to bring the people up to speed. And I like that you offer a lot of great resources for people at any stage of the game in learning how to become a speaker, because the entire industry is totally open to anyone. It's just that, like anything else, you have to learn the game of speaking. If I want to be a speaker, what do I need to do that? And yeah, start building towards a speaking career. That's where the money is, as Brian, I think you're experiencing that. I mean, corporations, they do have budgets, and they do want to hire speakers, but they just want to hire the right speaker for them. We've been noticing that in our industry, and that people are using platforms now to evaluate and identify the speakers that they do want to hire. All right, so newbies, we'll call them, as my son calls new people starting his, you know, in video games and things, newbies. Have you heard that before, Stace?
Yeah, all the
newbies,
time.
Newbies, sure, newbies. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a learning curve, and you have to bring yourself up to speed to compete with others already in the business. People know that I believe competition is a very good thing. Okay, competition is excellent. Competition with integrity is a core message of mine. Competition with integrity, it's America, and you know, great. This is what we do here. Competition without integrity is just a whole other topic. Million-dollar experts don't even go there. All right, so million-dollar experts have integrity at all times, but they're not afraid to kick it up a notch and compete either. Competition is very, very good. So, Stacey, we want to talk today about the mindset of a million-dollar expert. So what is a million-dollar mindset, and why do we need one?
Well, I'll tell you, successful authors and experts have a mindset of possibility, and that is exactly what a million-dollar expert mindset is. And we need one, because without that mindset of possibility, we can't accomplish anything. We need to know in our own minds, of course, that anything can be accomplished. And that's what the million-dollar expert mindset does for us, is it allows us to make decisions based upon, where we truly want to go, really being able to live our goals and dreams.
I like that too, because knowing that you have a mindset of possibility opens up a lot of challenges. So the million-dollar expert mindset is packed with possibility. We start our day with enthusiasm for the day ahead, the possibility of what lies ahead, the people we can meet, the places we can go. I know, it sounds a lot like Dr.
Seuss.
No, but he's right about that.
Yeah.
Is that there's so much in every single day that we can choose to use to pursue our goals and dreams. Now, million-dollar experts know that the best investment is in themselves, and they're willing to make the investment in themselves. Investment in themselves are things like the learning curve, understanding what is the learning curve for your industry, for your goals and dreams. Where are you in that learning curve? What else do you have to learn? Now, here's an example of that. Is I am, of course, a student of all things publicity, of being everywhere at all times. You know that new technology I like to embrace, I like to use it, and then I like to apply it to helping others share their message all over the world. Okay? Why? For the betterment of all. That's my mission statement. Now, one of the newest developments now in technology, and it's not even technology, I think in our world, I want to now start to move away from using the word technology as if that's only for quote-unquote geeks, of which we all wish we were one now, right? Mm-hmm. But is the world of social media. Now, the world of social media is key, and it really is an amazing, it opens up the future in so many ways, especially for the generation that's coming up. We have marketing down to a T in certain areas, but the next generation is going to be facing the social media generation. All right, but it's important for us as authors and experts to understand there's something coming up the pike that we need to know about, okay? This is called social media. Now, for me, right, and even though I've been in business a long time, I know a lot about everything, I don't just get it by osmosis. I've actually hired a coach, okay, one of the social media who's considered one of the best in the entire world to train me one-on-one in social media, okay, so that I can learn from the best. That means I'm not recreating any wheels here. I don't have to learn the hard way. Think about now the thought process. I don't have to start from scratch and learn what this other gentleman knows. I'm investing now in myself. I'm going to pay him to have a transfer of knowledge take place. And he's willing to transfer the knowledge to me, too, which is really great. Anybody who writes a book is willing to transfer knowledge. Now, the nice part about this is I am going to get to learn all about social media, right? And then I'm going to be able to now apply my vast knowledge of publicity, our objectives in publicity, our mission in publicity, what we're trying to all achieve here in our publicity. That is, we all want to be very successful in our lives, both financially and spiritually. We all want to share our message and be able to apply now publicity to social media so that it works. That means you get your outcomes. See, there's such a thing as applying strategy with no outcome. Who cares? Like, well, you got nothing anyway. And applying strategy with an outcome. That is, you get your deliverable. You're able to buy your deliverable. Isn't that excellent? Being able to buy your deliverable. That goes on more under building an all-heart business and the marketing, right, of a million-dollar expert. I just gave you a clue. It's being able, I'll give you another clue, expanding a little, is actually marketing. The marketing yourself in terms of deliverables. What do they get when they buy you? All right? So that's an example of investing. Is I know that that's an area where our business is going to thrive in terms of the whole industry as a whole. Not today, tomorrow, you know, next week, but it's going to happen down the road. And as authors and experts and speakers and consultants, we are eventually going to be faced with having to know social media. Why not know it earlier now? Before everyone else knows it, it becomes like, you know, now you're catching up rather than leading your field. So that's an example of just how I would apply investing in myself, identifying a growth area that I needed to know about. So million-dollar experts invest in themselves. People listening to this recording today will take a look at themselves and say, my goal is to get to here. And take an honest look at where they are. Well, what do I need to learn? Do I need to get a transfer of knowledge, right? Do I need a certain book and that I read cover to cover and doesn't sit on the shelf? And notice how I said that like a school teacher. Because, Stacey, the reason that you don't see a book coming from Annie Jennings PR, of which you know that we can write I can write a fabulous book on PR, is because I want to see people using publicity in motion and not buying a book thinking they're doing PR, right, Stace? They're doing PR, but then having the book sit on the shelves and they fool themselves into thinking, well, I bought the book on PR, therefore I'm doing PR. Right? I mean, you're laughing because you know what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, exactly.
It's a great big action to take. Like, yeah, I'm going to go on Amazon and buy Annie's book and I'm doing PR. No,
right.
But not if it sits there unopened. You've forgotten to do PR.
That's like my diet books.
Oh, yes. The curse of the diet book.
Right? Yeah, really. It's like, yeah, you're so motivated right in that moment, and but it's like you've gotten all of this fire inside of you, and you burn it up and use it up all quickly just to buy the book, and then you have nothing.
That's right. So it's really funny why I don't write a book. Is that's the only reason, because I want to continue talking, doing teleseminars, and reaching people one-on-one, because that's where true change is going to take place. I really want people to understand true change will take place through continuing to learn as much as you can. Avoid the temptation of buying a book and having it sit on the shelf. Do you know how much you can learn by buying a book and reading it thoroughly? Like, really, it's very hard to do, but page by page by page, you can learn someone's entire life's mission and passion in one book in one day. Now, think about that. If I were to write a book, it would obviously have to include everything I know about PR. I would hold nothing back. Most people who write books hold nothing back. They're writing a book for a reason. They want to share everything they know. So in one day, I can take someone's 20 years of experience, I have 15 years of experience in PR, and put it into a book that's going to take me over a year or 2 years to write. Who knows? Depends if I work weekends or whatever. It would take me a while to write. A lot of people, it takes them a year, 2 years. And in one day, you can know everything I know. It seems amazing to me that more books aren't read in their entirety, page by page by page. Just remember that next time that thing goes on the shelf. Like all of us do, we're all guilty. See me? I got a shelf full. But not really, because what I've learned this lesson already. So when I want to be good at something, I read the book from page one. I even read the dedication, the copyright. I start from page one, and I read thoroughly, completely through. And at the end of it, I have got, in one 12-hour period, I know a huge amount of information that now I can apply to myself to make, quote-unquote, to make great changes in anything that I do, including make a lot of money, because I'm going to be now able to apply new technology, new knowledge to my life so that I can be better. So let's say there's books out there that you know are written by quality people. If you want to invest in one of those books, read it. Only buy it if you really plan to read it. It will take you the 12 hours. You can do it in two sessions. One is Saturday morning before anyone gets up, and the other is Saturday evening when everyone, whatever, does their thing. You can do this, or Sunday morning, actually. Mornings before everybody is around is a great time to access information with your mind nice and fresh. So you can do this. When the first time you do it, you'll say, gosh, why didn't I discover the secret sooner? That I can use these hours in the morning, these quiet hours in the morning when I'm mentally really fresh and open-minded for great learning for myself. Well, you've discovered it now, and that's really the best part. The million-dollar mindset, Stacy, we're going to move on to now, and this is the time that Stacy loves this part, because this is very important. The million-dollar mindset is knowing that your time is now. Stacy, what's one of the biggest secrets of becoming a million-dollar expert?
Well, you just gave it away. You just gave it away. It's knowing that your time is now. That's right. You asked me about the secret, and you gave the answer to this. You gave the secret before the question about the secret. But that's okay, because that is absolutely the biggest secret of the million dollar mindset, is knowing that your time is exactly at this moment. Knowing that you are committing yourself completely to achieving a goal, and that this is your time. It's right. There's no looking back. One of my favorite ever, and this is why Annie talks about how time is one of my favorite subjects to discuss, I have a great quote that I love, that I look at every day, you know, and when you're feeling, hey, listen, you're in the million-dollar mindset, you should never feel down. However, if you do, you know, to get your energy back up and to get you back rolling, there's this quote from an author unknown, which I love, talks about how every morning, like Annie was just discussing, those early morning hours, take advantage of those. Every morning you're handed 24 golden hours. They're one of the few things in this world that you get absolutely free of charge. And if you had all the money in the world, you could, the $1 million even, you couldn't buy an extra hour. So what are you going to do with this priceless treasure? Are you just going to stare at the books that are collecting dust on the shelves? Or are you going to open them up and get that new knowledge and get that information that's just going to help you move forward in your mission? So it's really important to know that your time is right now, and that your time is also very precious. because you can't, this past 20 minutes, we can't get this away. You have invested in yourself that 20 minutes in learning about the million-dollar mindset. Okay, so that's really important. You're actually, when you're in the million-dollar mindset, you have crossed the line of no return, so to speak, and you're happy about it. You don't want to return to not the million-dollar mindset. This is exactly where you want to be. You are no longer dreaming about this fortune and success. You are actually taking action towards your future. So, it's actually, when we were talking about this earlier, Annie and I were saying that it's like dating someone. You know, you're kind of messing around, playing around with ideas of your future and what you want to do, just like you might, you know, play the field when you're younger. You know, it's fun, but there's no real commitment there, no real commitment to your future with a partner, okay, and no real commitment to your future with your million-dollar mindset and what you want to do and direction in life. However, when you make that choice, right, that conscious decision to marry someone, okay, you've made that commitment. When you make that choice and that conscious decision to move forward in your million-dollar mindset, you've just married your future, okay? And we all know, those of us that are married or have been married, that you have to work at it. You're in a new phase of your life, and you are absolutely willing to work for your goals and dreams to come true. You're absolutely willing to work for your marriage to be successful, okay? It's the same situation. You know, once you have crossed that line, you've become married to the million-dollar mindset, which is a great place to be. Right, Annie?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you. Married to the million-dollar mindset, that sounds like a great place to be. And here's the thing is that another secret of a million-dollar expert mindset is understanding that this is your time for success. Now, many of us have tried, maybe we listened to other motivational speakers and tried to do things and they didn't work out at the time and there never seemed to be the time, right? Time wasn't right, etc. And it's kind of true. It's true that things work out when you are ready, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and of course the student then goes on to become the teacher, all right? And there's a time and a place, and being ready for this to be your time to be the million-dollar expert is important for you, because there's an ebb and flow, and there's a time for everything, as we know. And we're using the word time a lot. If we were to count, you'd probably hear it a dozen times in the last couple of minutes, and that's because it's so critical to understand the concept of using your time for success. And sometimes it may not be the exact moment for you to move forward in full power, in full throttle, that is, with everything you got. But you can identify what your timeline really is and identify your reality, all right? So this should be stressless. This is fun. Becoming a million-dollar expert is fun. It's endless energy. It's you get to see your passion in action, your mission in action. This is the best time of your life. But as we know, all of our lives have phases, and they go through cycles, so we have to see, well, where am I? And then understanding where you are and where your commitments lie will help you understand how to make choices for yourself that are going to lead you down the path. Remember, the journey is really, really fun, and the destination is one thing, because I guarantee you we're all going to get there. Guarantee you. We'll all be million-dollar experts. I understand the strategy, and I'm sharing it with you now, and I know it works. Many of our experts have done it using the strategy that we're sharing with you. However, you have to. But the fun part is the journey. The fun part is the absolute journey. As Stacy and I are on our path, we have hilarious stories that have occurred here in the office, things that we've done, and things we've done in the name of PR, and great press releases we've written. I mean, my gosh, the journey is incredible. And just today, now, you know I've been in business a long time, and I've written mega numerous thousands and thousands of press materials. I announced to everyone, oh my God, you people are going to love this press release with the same enthusiasm as I did with my first one, my second one, or my third one, because mm-hmm. every single piece that I create, I feel is better than the one before, but the one before was incredibly good anyway. Mm-hmm. So my own work still excites me. I still love the creative process. See, that's the whole idea. And so it's really fun. The pursuit of the creative process is amazing. The pursuit of the outcome is really the best part about it. Let's say, you know, when we all go on to, like, make our millions and millions and millions of dollars, we're going to look back on these days as the good old days. We're living them right now. These are the good old days. The human spirit is never more powerful when it is pursuing a goal or a dream, when it is vital action of survival. All right, we want to. Our souls want to manifest our goals and dreams in this planet. It wants to. It's begging us to. Everyone's got that feeling. That feeling inside, they're meant for something better. They're meant for something greater. It's true. You are. You are meant for something better, and you are meant for something greater. That is your soul just trying to force the action. All right, and we're sharing with you how to get that, how to get the soul's dream out there in the real world, manifesting itself. Riches will come, obviously, because that's exactly how it works. So the whole idea is this your time? Million-dollar expert mindsets understand the time that they're in. Are they in their time? Now, the time for success is, can you spend the time needed, again, to learn, right? Like I mentioned, the two, I have a full, you know, I've got the five kids here, and guess what? They all have like a million things to do, and I've got to treat them all specially myself, because I also believe that as well. And we have this secret formula here that we use for massive success that I've got to tell you about in a minute. But one of the things I do is I like to treat my kids really specially, really, really well, and do nice things for them and be a good parent and just try to be there physically and emotionally. So we always like to do stuff. So that means, okay, I've got to look at this. When am I going to be able to learn this new information that I love to learn because I love learning? And that's, I've discovered, the early mornings on the weekends are such a great time for me. It really is a huge, huge time. So I know that I can spend that time. I know that is my time. I don't have, if I do have other things that are taking the time that I need away from the pursuit of experiencing my dream and manifesting my soul's desire here on this planet, that I can manage the time so that I'm able to do as much as possible. Now, some people may not be able to do that. I mean, there are other things in our way sometimes where we really can't. There's commitments we have to do ourselves. So I'm saying here that get the help with the non-essential things that take your creative time. There are things, there's things about the children that, yeah, you have to do it yourself. These are your things that you have to do. And I get that and respect that. There are things around the house that you have to do, and office work, and things like that. But there's also other things now. Take a look at things about how you're spending your time. Million Dollar Expert understands the concept of time, and they know. They start to think about, what can I hire out possibly? Do I have to do all this myself? Can I get help? And the important thing is to now start to free up some time, all right? Because we all lead balanced lives. We're integrated. We have lots of things that do need our attention. We're adults. We're families. We're running families, right? So there's a lot of things going on for us. So we have to say, okay, nature abhors a vacuum. We want that. We want to create empty space. I guarantee you create empty space on anyone's desk, and I'll just go aside for a moment, Stacey, because this is a funny thing. You know, for a second, if I were to clean off my desk in the morning, right, by the afternoon you're going to see it all back again. It's going to happen. Nature abhors a vacuum. It's going to happen. My desk is going to be full again because we process so much here, but still, it's just the way that it is. Nature abhors a vacuum. We have to, now knowing that, right, let's create one. Why not? Let's create a vacuum. So let's hire out some of the non-essential tasks, and we sort of can figure out what those are, right? Non-essential tasks. You can buy a book on time management, right? And read it. Read it from cover to cover. I guarantee you're going to walk away with the tools you need to hire out your non-essential, identify and hire out your non-essential tasks. And yes, about investment, you will be spending money on something else, but it's okay to spend money. This is an investment. You're going to get a return on investment. What is the best investment? The best investment is in yourself. All right? In yourself. So everything you invest in yourself, you're going to get back a million times over. I guarantee you that. So looking at money, let's say you decide to get help with the housework or an office assistant, and you're saying, yeah, but I could spend this money on what? on what is a better choice of that money. And this is assuming that, you know, we have disposable income and we have choices and we're not spending money that we need to spend on electricity or the other basics of life, because that's a different story. That's a different teleseminar. All right, I'll show you how to get out of that one. That's my secret formula, by the way, is how to get out of messes like that. But it applies to a lot of different life situations. But assuming you have disposable income, right, that money is used as an investment in yourself. So don't say, oh, how selfish. You know, and watch the other people who might say, well, selfish of you. Why should you be spending X, Y, and Z dollars, right, on having somebody in to help you with your house cleaning, you know, once every 2 weeks, when you could be putting that money towards what, right? Somebody could guilt you into something else. Remember, you're investing in yourself. So you want to look at your non-essential tasks and free yourself up, because you want to create this vacuum. I love this, creating a vacuum, because this is when your soul, it gets really excited, because, oh my God, there's time for me. Mm-hmm. There's time for me now. There's time for my soul now. And then, careful how you fill that vacuum up now. Now is the time. There, you've created an open space, right? Your inner being, believe me, is jumping for joy, is excited as can be. Oh my gosh, this is going to be my time. I just know it. Okay, respect that now. And use this time for your own creations or in other actions that move you closer to your goal. You will become so fulfilled, so happy, so energized that this thing builds on itself. It's like a rolling ball of snowball that starts small and just rolls in this huge, gigantic one by the time it's at the end of the hill. Because you're fueling yourself, all right? You're fueling yourself, which is an endless source of energy for you. You're fueling yourself with your passion. There's no end to your passion. It's a pure adrenaline. Adrenaline is the stuff that you don't get tired. If you're working on adrenaline, there's no such thing as tiredness, because it's pure fuel, right? It's a different type of energy. It's not your natural energy flow that's in your body. It is fuel. Adrenaline is fuel. People who are using their adrenaline are using it as fuel. That is, you can run, you can do something, you can lift a car. You've heard the stories. All of a sudden, your adrenaline takes over, you lift the car off the unfortunate victim underneath it. That's adrenaline, superhuman strength, and you can get this by applying it to your life. And it's ignited by your passion and intense desire. There is no such thing as feeling tired, as feeling low energy when you're working on your adrenaline. That is when you're working with your passion and intensity of your soul. It all comes together. It's like the big, big secret, the real one. I don't know. It's just one of those things that works for sure. When you create this void in your life by taking out the non-essential tasks, you're going to be able to now allow your creative self to move forward. Let's say you have no clue. Well, what is my creative self? Start doing something, okay? First thing we can start doing is thinking of our mission statement. All right, so we're going to go into our mission statement, because as a foundation for the Million Dollar Expert, the mission statement is the beginning, is the initial choice. All right, so your mission statement is really important. And, Stacey, I'm going to start with something and then, of course, throw it to you about right and wrong vision, because a mission statement is really something that really reflects I'm personalizing this whole thing, because this is what this is. It's all about personalization. If a mission statement is what motivates you, what is your desire? You are happiest when. Your business exists why? All right? What is the outcome? What is the deliverable? And then what is the better benefit to everybody who you help through your mission statement? You know, what is the trickle effect? What is the domino effect? So if I exist for X, Y, and Z, then everybody I help gets to go on and do their X, Y, and Z. And then before you know it, you can see down the road here, and you can see that if I exist and I do my job, I'm going to help millions and millions of people. I am going to help so many people, I'm not going to be able to count anymore. And that kind of knowledge, because we're sort of programmed for survival, and we have an innate desire to help other people. We really do. And that's our normal thing. And if we're knowing we're existing for the betterment of all, it's just an unending It spurs unending desire and passion to move forward, all right, every single day. If you can really create a mission statement that's real for you, that allows you to see the effects of what you are going to achieve, and let's say it's even humor. Let's say you're humor, or let's say you're a sports writer, or let's say you're anything else. I mean, we happen to do PR, which is very natural for that mission statement, because through me, your mission can be heard all over the world. But whatever you do, if you do it with absolute passion, you're going to go on to entertain millions of others, to help others, to let others enjoy things more. You're going to have an impact in this world, and it's going to be for good. And it's all going to come together like the pieces of a puzzle. So whatever it is that you really want to do, you want to be this because. You want to offer these services because. You want to speak on these topics because. And then use your vision to see down the road what an impact it's really going to make with your speaker, and you're speaking on something important about time, about balance. That's a big topic these days. And when you look about, well, you know, when people really do get the art of balance in their lives, let's talk about how beneficial it is. Less divorce, less illness. Children are the main beneficiaries. Yourself is the main beneficiary. Humanity is the main beneficiary from balance. Because think of it all, like, by your teaching someone else how to live in balance, what do you open for them? The world of possibilities. World of possibilities allow them to start creating in their own personal destiny. So if you're a balance speaker, you can see, like, whoa, what I do, like, totally matters. And if that's your mission statement, great. Now, before I, Stacey, one more thing before I go to you, is that somebody, I read somewhere recently where a mission statement should be created by the employees of a company. No, absolutely not. I don't agree with that one bit. Mission statement should be created by the founder of the company, and only the founder of the company, and attract people who agree with the mission statement and are aligned with the mission statement. After all, what is an employee? It's somebody who is hired. All right, my automatic deposit philosophy is in place. They don't share your mission or your vision. They're not you. Their soul's destiny is not made up the same ways as yours is. They work there. And yeah, it would be great if they could understand the philosophy of the company and implement the philosophy in their everyday dealings, but they have no place in your mission statement. I don't believe so. I think that's a big mistake, because how can you carry out the mission statement of your employees? No, it's they carry out your mission statement. If they don't align, they don't belong there. So there you go. Stacey, I'm gonna turn it to you now to talk about mission statement in terms of right vision and wrong vision.
Well, that's going to make or break your mission statement, basically, you know, because you have to begin somewhere when you're trying to determine what your purpose is and what you want to do and what your mission statement is going to be. So when you are having the right vision, you are going to be igniting a passion inside yourself. As what we were just talking about, the mission statement, the adrenaline, the fuel. You'll be able to be in that keep going phase all the time. It's not a phase. You know, you're just going to keep going because you are fueled, that adrenaline, your passion, the love for what you're doing, the want to see it come out in the end, you know, the way that you do envision it. That is really, really important, and that will be the fuel to the fire of your mission. Now, if you decide on the wrong vision, you may have a passion, right? You may get all fired up, but you can't bring yourself to do anything. And that's when, that's like being all dressed up and then having absolutely no place to go. You didn't really want to go anyway, right? So if you find yourself feeling that way, then you are definitely within the wrong vision, okay? You don't just want to get dressed up for fun. We're not 8-year-olds playing in our mother's, you know, pearls and high heel shoes and makeup. We are adults wanting to, you know, do something and work within a mission to make a difference in the world. And when you have the right vision, you will keep going. You will continue to do that. When you're in the wrong vision, yeah, sure, you may have that initial get up and go, but that's it. Then you just stop. So, and that is valuable feedback, not being able to take action on your goals and dreams. That is definitely one of the most important and critical pieces of feedback that you can get from yourself. If this happens to you, your passion is wrong, your vision is wrong, your mission statement is wrong. You just can't get started because it was the incorrect type of dream. When you are unable to take action, this is, again, great feedback as it's identifying your problem for you. Okay, this is not what you want for yourself. And that's usually the reason why it doesn't work for you. Okay, for us, as another example, as we were talking about before with the mission statement, you know, a simple statement, okay, that just summarizes why you and your passion exist. It could just be, it should just be one sentence. It doesn't have to be paragraphs. You know, do you ever see in company websites and consultants and all of that, they have all these huge and massive and glamorous mission statements. I mean, you know what? That's all. That's too many words, right? If you can't boil down that mission statement to five words or less, or just, you know, a simple sentence, then you don't really know what it is. You can't conceptualize it in one sentence. So, I mean, where are you? Why do you have to go, you know, and talk around in circles about your mission statement? Just state what it is. And that's when you'll know that you're within it, and that's the right one for you. When you can just, you know, belt it out real quickly, exactly, like ours, is for the betterment of all, and that's it. That's it. That's all the mission statement is. But it's so powerful, and it moves us every single day. That's when you know you have the right mission, when you can just, you know, just say what it is, and that's it. It's simple, yet it's powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's why having the right vision is so important, because when you do have that right vision, it leads you to your simple yet powerful mission statement.
All right, so that's exactly right. Perfect. I couldn't have said it any better myself. It was really perfect, because when your mission statement gives you glaze over, I have something to share with you guys. You're going to love this. There was a major personality in Broyles who had like a bad thing happen. Somebody we love to love. Okay, a major celebrity we love to love, but unfortunate some unfortunate news came out about one of their business dealings. And this person was giving a press conference, and I intentionally, okay, now this is a person who's got the respect of the entire U.S., basically, and I intentionally, and my publicist and I, we're going to watch this now. This is news of the day, and we're breaking news publicists, so we wanted to see it. Now, I intentionally stood behind everyone, and I watched as they watched the video. It was on one of the news sites of this person giving their press conference, and they were giving their, like, speech, right, sort of explaining what happened. And it was very funny, Stacey. Oh, my gosh. And I don't know if I told you this, but because Stacey's not in this office. But as the publicists were watching it, I watched to notice when they lost interest. Okay? When did glaze over begin? Glaze over is an important concept that we have to learn. Glaze over is when you stop paying attention because you're no longer interested in the topic. We do that in our lives. We do that in our conversations. We do that when we read. You can do that when people are speaking to you. It's when you've heard enough and you know nothing more good's going to come out. Okay? It's sort of like, if anyone hasn't gotten that book, Blink, definitely get that. It was like one of the bestseller last year. It was about just intuition, the use of intuition in making instantaneous decisions. Excellent. Glaze over is one of those things where you're done. There, you're done. Crucial in speaking, crucial in marketing, crucial in PR. All right. So here I am watching this major person, and I'm noticing the glaze over point. Now, glaze over point hit me before anyone else, because I had already heard what I was going to hear, and I knew there was going to be nothing else of value. Now, one of my publicists looks away and starts flipping through her piles on the side of the desk. Another publicist, like, glances out the window. Another one turns around to look around and decides they're going to shut the door. Meanwhile, this person is still talking. What happened was glaze over took over. Their words lost their power, and the person sharing the words lost their connection, lost their connection with us, which is important just to know that you can influence, and then you can stop your influence. All right, and the thing is that we lost the connection with that expert. We had glaze over. Same thing happens with the mission statement. Is when your mission statement goes on like the wall one, where you walk into companies and it's 10 pages long and it's embossed and all this stuff, and they spent a million stupid dollars wasted money that could have been in lower prices, on that, that nobody even reads or cares about, it's not emotion, that's glaze over. All right, see, what I would advise, glaze over in your mission statement. If your mission statement can't hold your own interest, forget it. You know, that's the whole point. And by noticing my publicist in glaze over, see, I did that intentionally because if I were crafting that press conference, I would have done it differently, and I wanted to see if it was true, if everybody stopped listening at a certain point. Because when you do a press conference, you want people to listen. So I wanted to use it as a learning curve. You see how I always am learning. I'm watching for situations in the news. I couldn't predict there was going to be a press conference. As long as there was going to be, we won't be one. I was going to pay attention, though. And I was going to watch the reactions of others to see how, if I were called upon to create that press conference, what I could learn from the one that I feel went over okay, but didn't go over as strongly as it probably could have, because people sort of lost interest early on. Thing about the mission statement is, you know, you want to create one that's a reflection of your soul, and if you can't, if it doesn't hold your own interest, then go create another one. It's okay to not get it right the first time. How many of us have really gotten stuff right the first time?
Not me.
Evolutionary process, right. You think you want something, but then life situations change. And then they move us in other directions. But that doesn't mean that the essence of our goals has to change. Yes, the manifestation can change, right? How we manifest our goals and dreams, our spirit, our hearts, can change over time as our responsibilities to this life increase. Children, job, kids, you name it, we have it, right? But the essence doesn't have to change. We can still get out there doing something, but doing it in a different form, right? Another thing that million-dollar experts do, and this is critical, is avoid distractions. I love this one. Avoid distractions. Key, key, key. Now, I know what I'm good at, and I know that I'm really good at creating press releases. I'm excellent at creating headlines, excellent at doing society social relevance for my experts. And you know why? I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to the radio at all, and I'm dry, believe me, I've got 5 kids who have to be everywhere at all times, basically. And I'm not in the car driving around with my mind somewhere else. I'm out there opening with open space. I've created a vacuum. Not that my mind's a vacuum, that is an empty space. Actually, that's a joke. But what I do is I don't fill it with trivia, right? Trivia is listening to the music, even though it's nice music and we all like our favorite songs, it still is, it's a distraction. What I like to do is drive in with my mind open and free. Well, guess what starts coming into my mind? I call up Stacey at the time. Stacey, take a jot, right?
Yeah.
I get a huge headline. I get something, and I say, take a jot, take a jot, take a jot. Because when you're driving, you do sort of have an alpha state going on, and therefore your mind is open to these ideas. And all of a sudden, I'll be thinking about something, and I'll say, yes, that's a good idea. And how do I know it? I know it because it correlates with my mission statement. It strengthens my mission statement, so I know it's a good idea. That's how you make choices. Having a mission statement helps you make a lot of choices. Should I or shouldn't I align with this person? Well, it depends. What do they stand for? Do they stand for similar to you? Do they do business and integrity? If the answer is yes to those things, then yeah, you can take a little more look at aligning with a person. People want to align nowadays. They want affiliates. They want all these things. Take a look at who you're affiliating with. Watch for reputations that don't quite match yours. I say we're free. Anyone's allowed to be in business for any reason they want. The question is, you don't have to be in business with any person you don't want to be in business with. So note your affiliates and how they do business and see if you want your name associated with them. See how it's hard sometimes? If someone makes you an offer, you almost can't refuse, like, oh, I'd love to. Wow. But I have a non-promotional email newsletter. If I were to do this, it would break my confidence bond or the integrity that I have with my email newsletter. So no matter how much money they're offering you, you just can't do it. And then you look a little deeper and you see that affiliate programs in general, right, are not working out the way they were because of the people who have abused the right to correspond to their audience. See what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. so you have to watch who you're going into business with, especially now. But avoid distractions when you're driving or other times working out, whatever it's for you, where your mind can wander and you can come up. And then have a method of just noting what you really thought of, because that frees your mind to go think of more things too. So million-dollar experts are always thinking. They're allowing their minds to think. They're allowing their minds when this, like, alpha state that we all know of, that's like you're conscious. I mean, you still, you know, you see where you're driving. You can tell if a deer is about to run out in front of you. But you're also, your mind allows to wander. That is, your unconscious mind allows to put together images, thoughts, and feelings, along with your learning experience, credentials, everything going on for you, and come up with this bingo, new invention, new solution to a problem, new way to do business, in our case, new headline, okay, or new press release, or new ways to present a client, or new ways to tackle any challenges that we're having, right? Avoid distractions. It will help you develop new products. To be a leader in your field, your million-dollar expert, you've got to be developing new and more powerful ways to help other people achieve their goals. We're going to talk about marketing deliverables in our next teleseminar. Very important that you have deliverables to market, right? And the deliverables have value to your buying audience, that they can see where they can use them to go out and fulfill their destiny statement, their mission statement. So we have to allow the million-dollar expert mindset is open to discovering new applications of old theories, new applications for technology, using technology or using this vehicle now. Technology is simply a vehicle, and applying it to our clients' needs. Our clients have a profile. That is, they have an outcome they want to buy from us. People want to buy a certain thing from me, right? And I've got to be able to deliver what they are willing to buy from me. If no one's willing to buy from me, I have a product no one wants. Go back to the drawing board. That's valuable information. Doesn't mean they don't like you. Just means that they don't have a product they want to buy. That's all. That's all. Simple as that. Million-dollar experts understand that feedback is critical. Negative feedback is your best friend. If you have somebody who's willing to tell you the truth, that's important information. And then you can evaluate their comments to see where is the truth in that statement. Is there truth in that statement? If people are willing to say, you know, it was between you and someone else and I chose the other person, you may want to say, well, what was the one thing that you really felt was important in your choice? If you can ask that question and say, they just had something about their media kit that spoke to me. And I'm going to share this one thing with you, is that people who hire other people and their lives depend on it, that means their jobs depend on it, they've got this critical sixth sense. I see it in the media every day. I can bring two fairly identical experts to the media, and we present you to the media using your media website. You know that we do that, right? We have taught people how to create media websites that help the media choose them, that showcase themselves in such a way, all in honesty and all in integrity, though. I'm always standing for that. But in a way that the media sees what they need to see. Like, you're presenting yourself correctly, not in a buy me, shout me, buy my book kind of way, or like, wow, I am the next best thing since sliced bread or whatever, but in a way that presents you so the media can get the information they need to say yes and actually keep their jobs, because, as you know, you've heard me say, they have to answer to other people, et cetera, et cetera. So I brought a journalist to a client that who had a website, and we hadn't gotten a chance to develop this into a media website yet for this particular client, but I thought she would be great for the show, and I still think she would be great for the show. And I brought another person who also had a different style website, okay? And they were both fairly good, and they both deserved segments. In 5 seconds, talk about Blink. Go get that book. Producer said, she said, next. And I couldn't believe it, because I knew this person was going to be great. But the website, the blink, that is the initial gut reaction of the person visiting the site, that is the producer whose job is on the line if they book a non-performer or somebody who's not going to be good on the topic, is on the line, knew instantly, they didn't want this expert. I still believe in the expert, and I'm working with the expert to make this thing, to figure out what exactly happened there. What was it that triggered the instant no? in an otherwise highly competent expert, in my opinion. Then the producer goes to the other site and starts looking around a little. We bring to the media bio this person. See, I kind of know what happened. You know, the media bio, we had a really good backstory that was well presented. Guess what was the first one had a lot of flashy. Now, what do we say? Had a lot of flash, had a lot of testimonials, had a lot of buy my book. There was a whole upper quadrant, buy my book, buy my book, buy my book, and there was nothing of substance on the first page. So all this producer saw was hit me in the face with buy my book, hit me in the face with testimonials that I know are a dime a dozen, okay? Hit me in the face with this other just highly promotional, salesy type of site, right? But the expert's great, and we're going to be working with her, believe me. And I'll tell you when I get her booked on a big show. You'll see her. I guarantee it. But this other person had a more laid-back site, more like, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is my mission, and this is what I share with others. And she was booked on the spot. On the spot. In fact, she just taped the show the other day, and it will be airing momentarily. All right, so that's a question. That's something about just really understanding the concepts at play, where how people make choices, okay, for you. So therefore, these things come up with, when you're in the avoiding distraction mode, you're coming up with these great things for yourself. You're coming up with new technology, new vision that can help people, and new things that are important for your business that you wouldn't be able to. Now, there's two things we have to do. There's actually three, and then we're all going to go into a wrap. I just love this one point. This is how I live my life. Hit the ball out of the park. Once you decide to do something, I always say, if you're going to play the game of life, why not hit the ball out of the park? I never get it. I don't get it. I don't get why people don't do that. If you're going to do something, why not do it better, more creative, stronger, more powerfully than any of your competitors? Why not do that? If you're going to make a choice to do something, right? If you don't feel that desire to do it better, more powerfully than anyone else in your industry, you may be making the wrong choice for yourself to begin with, right? So the hit the ball out of park, the park mentality is something that really, really motivates us all. If you're going to do something, do it better. Do it stronger. We all have capability. Hey, you may not have a million point IQ, but if you've got the tenacity, the ability to sit and learn something and study and plan, you will go far more, and we all know this, than anybody with a huge IQ that does nothing. All right, we all can hit the ball out of our parks. Opportunity flows to the strong and away from the weak. We know that. When we're out there kicking it up a notch, our word's getting out, our messages are getting shared, people are coming to us, we're getting hired, right? The weak, it just goes away, because the weak can't do anything for survival, for the fittest. They can't. They can't help people. Weak people can't help people because they have no influence. Powerful people can. Now, in the interest of survival, who's going to get all the power? The people who know how to use it, right? Fortune favors the well-prepared. And I say weak people, what I mean by that is people who don't know how to take opportunity and change it and enhance it into something that works for them, their families, and for the betterment of all. And I do believe that anyone who finds themselves in that particular non-spirited place can so totally be motivated. They just have to find what it is that makes them move forward. So I believe in all people, and you know that. I am non-judgmental. Okay, the only clients we don't take in our company are those that are acting against the good of society. And there's only a handful of them, and they will never find their place into my company. Everyone else, I believe there is opportunity, and there's the right placement for the right person, and everyone is a good person. We just have to figure out exactly, you know, what it is they need to be doing, what their message is. Things like that in terms of authors and experts coming to me. I believe that every author has a right to have their message heard all over the world. Every author and expert has a right to get out there and share what they've learned with others for the betterment of all. All right, we help them do that here. So there you go. Opportunity flows to the strong. And anyone who's not ready yet, listen to the last teleseminar we did with Brian. All you are is an entry-level expert, that's all. And you're going to move to the intermediate expert and then to the million-dollar expert. I guarantee you, you will be there. So remember, fortune does favor the well-prepared. You're in the right place at the right time. And you're not anywhere by accident, because you're there because you plan to be there by being out there, being everywhere at all times. I like to say this too, use what you have in the house. If you're already doing something well, then just think about this. This is a clue to what your real talent really is. You can't force success in other areas where you don't have the innate success. It can't hold up over time. Now, you can learn a lot of stuff, okay, or the innate talent. You can learn anything. But if you're trying to go against your real soul's mission, of which we all really have one, we know why we're here, it's that that burning desire, like I want to do something, I know I'm better than I am, that's the soul talking to you. When we discover what that is, there's no stopping you. But if you're, and one clue is if doing what you love in the house, using what you have in the house. Believe me, if I was an NPR, I'd be baking cookies and making coffee, because what, Stacey, what do I make better than any human being on the face of this earth?
Coffee and oatmeal cookies.
And people would buy them, okay? They would. I would set up something on the side of the road where everyone going to work, they'd have their orders in advance. You got two things. You got two cookies and a cup of the most delicious coffee you've ever had in your life. Why? Because I can't help myself. I make great coffee. Okay, I do it. I just do it. But anyway, I have PR, so I make the coffee for the publicist and the cookies, actually. Have energy. Million-dollar experts have a huge amount of energy. They know what it takes to have a high-energy, healthy body, and they do it. They don't do the, you know, if high carbs are bad for you in the morning, they just make you want to go to sleep at 10 a.m., do not do high carbs. Okay, if coffee has a great effect, have all you want. But you know what I'm saying about health. Learn about health. You need it. Finally, they're all in. That is, they are doing what they do, and every single part of them is incongruent. They know why they're here. They're taking risks, and they're creative. Remember, taking a risk, what does that do? What does it do? It ignites our innate survival instincts. If we're taking risks, all systems are on go. We are looking around. I mean, we're using our sixth sense. We're using the eyes in the back of our head. We're using everything we have because we're in a risky situation. We are in our survival mode. So risk triggers survival mode. And when your survival mode is triggered, you can access the massive power that lies within you that we all know is there. All right? So you see how it's all coming together? We just have to take that first step of starting to invest in ourselves and getting the ball rolling. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can absolutely do that. Stacey, you've got this great little scenario that in 1 hour, what can you do with the cake scenario? Do you recall it?
Yeah, absolutely. In 1 hour, you can either do nothing, right, and waste time, sit on the couch and do whatever. But, you know, or you, what you can do is you can add some flour, sugar, eggs. You can take action, do a little bit of this and do a little bit of that, you know, and then you know just how to blend it because, again, you've already created your mission and you know what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So your mission is to make these fabulous oatmeal cookies. So you just do it, or the cake. We're talking about the cake. You're making the cake and you blend it together, try a little something new, and then you pop in the oven. 1 hour, you can have your cake and eat it. Too, right? That's what we say.
You're
the baker, right? Exactly.
I'll tell you what, we didn't get there. I really do have an amazing secret formula for success, and what it really does is it really talks about how to start taking action in your life on a daily basis in a variety of ways. All right, I will save that, Brian. I will come back and do that for you. I believe it's in early December, right? Our next teleseminar, The Marketing of a Million-Dollar Expert, is on December 11th, right, Brian?
I'm looking at my calendar right now, and yes, December 11th.
December 11th. And because, really, the marketing is the key point now. How do you put all this together, okay, and kick it up a notch? I'm going to tell you how to do that. And I'm also going to tell you about just a way to get moving in many areas of your life, and I guarantee you in 2 weeks, you won't really recognize your life. You'll have made so much progress that you look back and say, wow, that was like an amazing 2 weeks of my life, you know, thank you. So there we go. We have a lot to look forward to, and we have an amazing new year to look forward to, right, Brian?
We sure do. I'm very excited about everything coming up. You know, you got so much energy, Annie. we don't have any choice but to have a great new year.
Oh, absolutely. And it all, the mission statement, Brian. Hey, Brian, you know what we'll do? Let's do one on developing a mission statement. Maybe we could do a workshop or something like that. That would be fun.
Yeah,
we'll figure
good.
Out new fun things to do.
It's a possibility.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for having us as your guest today. As you know, I'm referring all my clients to Brian who do want to get into speaking. I believe him. I've been a friend of Brian's now for many, many years, and I followed his work, and I only refer people I know can deliver the outcome. That is, they work in deliverables, not promises, not hype, not trying to just their hands in your pocket going after your money. So, Brian, you do have my seal of approval.
Thank you again.
My pleasure. All right, we'll see everyone on December 11th. And meanwhile, this has been Annie Jennings of Annie Jennings PR. Lots more audios are up at anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. That's anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. This one will be up there as well. Plus, the last one we did for Brian last month is up there, The Making of a $1 Million Expert. And Stacey, thank you very much for being my co-host today, national publicist Stacey Amaral Kaufman. Brian, thanks again.
Have a great day.
Okay,
bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.